Radio Prague News.
The defense minister has suggested that a Russian completion of the Temelín nuclear power plant is unlikely. The trial of suspects in the so-called methanol affair has begun, and damage to an historic mountain chalet has been estimated in the tens of millions of crowns. Czech Defense Minister Martin Stropnický has said he finds it difficult to imagine that Russian firms would complete new units at the Czech Republic's Temelín nuclear power plant in light of Russia's military intervention in Ukraine. On Monday, the minister accused Russia of blatantly ignoring international law. He said the country could no longer be counted among predictable democratic states, calling its actions unacceptable. Fellow minister and government Jiří Dienstbier expressed a similar view, saying that while it was his personal opinion, he could not imagine Russian companies taking part in the tender, stressing that a country that resorted to military aggression represented a security risk. The Russian consortium Mir 1200 was in the running against U.S.-based Westinghouse to complete the power plant. The Czech government has officially condemned Russia's actions in Crimea and has called on Russia not to resort to military action. The trial of 10 suspects of the Zlín branch of a gang behind the so-called methanol affair began at the regional court in Zlín on Monday. The state prosecutor had charged a total of 31 people in the case, but some suspects will be tried at different courts across the country. Those appearing in the courtroom on Monday are suspected of having been involved directly in the production or distribution of a deadly mix of bootleg liquor containing lethal levels of methanol, which made it onto the market in 2012. The outbreak of methanol poisoning in the Czech Republic claimed more than 50 lives. If found guilty, the suspects could receive sentences between 12 and 20 years in jail or exemplary sentences of life behind bars. The damage to an historic mountain chalet known as Libušín, designed by Art Nouveau-era architect Dušan Jurkovič and inspired by folk architecture, will come to tens of millions of crowns, it has been estimated. The chalet, which served as a restaurant in Pustevny in the Beskydy Mountains in the east of the country, erupted in a blaze on Sunday. As a National Heritage Site, the true extent of the damage is practically incalculable, experts say. More than 70 firefighters worked to get the fire under control. Strong winds had stoked the flames on the roof and through the interiors, which featured frescoes and graffiti designed by Czech painter Mikuláš Aleš. The chalet, named after the mythical Princess Libuše, was opened in 1899. The police have recommended that a 39-year-old Czech hunter be charged with grievous bodily harm and criminal negligence causing death after completing their investigation into a tragedy in the Czech Republic last summer in which one person lost his life. The hunter shot and killed a 29-year-old man who had been sleeping outside. He was reportedly alerted to his mistake by the victim's friend, who had to shout and wave his cap to prevent further shots. Nothing could be done to help the gravely injured man. The hunter later told investigators he had thought he was aiming at a deer. The victim's father maintained that his son had sat up at the fateful moment and gotten in the way of fire. In the event of a trial and guilty verdict, the hunter could face up to 6 years in jail. And finally, this winter is looking to be the driest on record. The Czech Hydrometeorological Institute reports, citing precipitation in the Czech Republic well below monthly averages, 40% of the average in December and 62% of the norm in January. Liberec, north of Prague, for example, sees an average of 173 millimeters. This winter registered only 65. Given that this year's winter was uncharacteristically warm, meteorologists say the dry period is likely to continue into the spring months. I'm Jan Wellinger. You'll find more news at radio.cz.